Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The police presence at a shooting this afternoon near a Walmart in Northeast Dallas. They've had to shut down roads. Words of a police presence in that area of Forest Lane and 635. And we're also hearing reports of a possible shooting there. Witnesses say there are ambulances on the scene. We're reaching out to Dallas PD to find out exactly what happened. Keep it right here at KRLD.
We've been kind of dry around here for the past couple of weeks, but we could be getting a lot of rain soon. NBC5 Chief Meteorologist Rick Mitchell says that while it's been a good few weeks since our last big drenching, the ground should be able to handle the water.
I don't think we're that dry. You know, we're pretty close to normal for rainfall. And the last big rain we had was towards the end of, actually, of October. So it's only been about a month since we've had some appreciable rain. So this will be good. I think the ground is ready to absorb it.
Yep, and he says there's still a risk of flooding in some areas, especially if we get to 2 or 3 inches of rain. Right now, the radar is clear.
4:05 here on the KRLD Afternoon News. Big scare at a school in Corsicana this morning. A gun went off accidentally.
It happened around 9:20 this morning on the Bowie Elementary School campus. The district said an officer who was authorized to carry a firearm had the gun go off accidentally. That officer was injured and needed emergency medical care. No students or staff members were hurt. The district didn't elaborate on what caused the accidental discharge or how serious the officer's injuries are, but did say no students or staff were in the room when the shooting occurred. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Parker County Sheriff's Office has now busted an organized crime phone scam ring that was being run by a Georgia State prison inmate.
25-year-old Jose Gauna oversaw the group of about five through a cell phone from his Georgia State prison cell. They would call victims posing as Parker County Sheriff's employees.
The suspects claimed the victims had an active arrest warrant, but that they could pay a fine or fee to clear the warrant and avoid being arrested.
Deputy Danny Huffman says the scammers then directed the victims to pay through a Bitcoin kiosk. They were so brazen they even called her,
who said that he was a dispatcher from Parker County Sheriff's Office, and he had a warrant out for my arrest for jury duty. I'm standing in dispatch. It came from the Parker County Sheriff's Office.
Spoofing the number actually helped catch them. Over the past year, they netted over $1 million. 4 arrests so far, with one still on the run. Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
DMV tightening ID rules for car registration after some worries that illegal immigrants are registering cars in Texas.
A new directive requires DMV offices across the state to require a valid photo ID for all registrations and renewals, explicitly rejecting expired passports. Counties and dealers are responsible for the enforcement. The action comes after State Representative Brian Harrison of Midlothian raised concerns and asked Governor Abbott to ensure compliance. Texas law already requires proof of identity and vehicle ownership, and the Department of Public Safety recently restricted certain commercial driver's licenses for non-citizens, including DACA recipients. From the 24-Hour News Center, Jeff Burkett, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Ruling announced yesterday that throws out the state's new redrawn congressional boundaries. It was designed to give Republicans those five additional seats in Congress. And it's possible, possible, we could get a quick ruling on that appeal. But what if we don't? What if this drags out? What then? Our Russell Scott, he spoke with Joshua Blank at UT Austin. He's director of the Texas Politics Project. And he says at this point, it's kind of hard to say which direction this thing is headed.
Right now, what we're really waiting on is how long it takes for the Supreme Court to respond to the expedited review that the state of Texas is going to request from the Supreme Court and what they're going to do with that. It's taken them as little as 11 days in the past to respond to these kinds of court rulings here in Texas. But we also know that we have a candidate filing deadline coming up on December 8th, and the courts are really loath to change the maps once the candidates have announced what districts they're running in. And so essentially we're waiting to see how quickly does the court react, and when they do react, do they reinstall the maps that were established in 2021, or in an effort to maintain the quote-unquote status quo, do they keep the new maps while they're being litigated as potentially illegal racial and ethnic gerrymanders? More questions than answers. I mean, it just tees up the question as to what the Supreme Court's going to do here. And the question just is when it's going to happen.
That's the question, is when. What they're going to do, given the makeup of this current Supreme Court, it would not surprise anyone.
This has got to be done, though.
Threw this decision out.
Yeah, I mean, come on. The fact is Texas is doing it. California is doing it. Other states are doing it now. It's like, we have to have a ruling somehow that sorts all this out to keep the state somewhat in order.
But as long as it's the same for every state,
that's right.
That if you're gonna like not allow one state to do it, then
yeah,
you can't
allow
any
Texas to knock this out and then keep California's new idea in place. It has to be. That's why it has to go to the Supreme Court,
and that's where it's headed. Hey, up until just recently, fast food has been synonymous with cheap food. Well, that's not the case anymore. We all know how expensive it's gotten. If you hit a drive-thru lately, you know, $10, $15.
Yeah, I went ahead
sometimes
and had that,
for a combo meal.
Beef and cheddar at the Arby's after we were talking about it last week. And
would that set you back?
It was $8 for whole thing.
And you got a deal.
Well, it was $8 whatever, the basics.
Oh, just for the sandwich.
And then I think the taxes, it was over $10 or whatever.
So what's happening is this has a lot of customers just staying at home, lower income customers in particular, just staying at home and fixing up a box of Kraft mac and cheese instead. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I like it.
But those higher prices, they're a problem for the industry. And the biggest fast food chain of all, McDonald's, is now looking for some solutions. News Nation's Mills Hayes with the story.
Fast food prices have risen 3.2% from this time last year, a rate that is higher than overall inflation. And while prices of beef, labor, and packaging have increased for McDonald's, the company is spending millions to absorb the price increases and not pass them on to consumers. McDonald's announced that they would split the cost of discounted extra value meals with franchise owners through early 2026 to keep low-income customers coming back. Sales have risen by 2.4% in the last quarter, and the cost of a Big Mac in 2025 has risen by over 50% in the last decade, costing on average $5.79, but can cost almost $2 more in some cities. McDonald's menu prices and sales are typically an economic indicator that show how consumers are feeling.
And that leads us into the political aspect of all this.
The cost of living was a winning message for Democrats in this past election, and we've started to see the White House quietly ramp up their messaging on affordability with the 2026 midterms in mind. Polling shows that 57% of voters consider inflation to be the biggest problem facing the United States. But President Trump says Democrats and the media are misleading voters who are concerned about high cost and the economy. Last week, Trump slashed tariffs on beef and commodities consumers say cost too much.
I told him this morning that Martha and I hit Chick-fil-A, hit the drive-through there last week. And
Chick-fil-A is always a little bit pricier anyway. But
we came out the other side. It was almost $30.
Absolutely.
For dinner.
And she mentioned in other places, different regions of the country.
Yeah.
I went down to San Diego and I stopped in for a fast food. I think it was a Wendy's. And it was at least, she mentioned $2. I was saying $3 more for a value meal, a quote-unquote value meal, or a combo meal, I should say.
It does vary.
It's incredible.
After all the debate and all the stalling, the House of Representatives, they finally voted yesterday on releasing the Epstein files. Though when it became clear in the past week or so that it would pass, everyone who was against it quickly came around. And same in the Senate. The Senate passed the bill by unanimous consent, sent it to the president's desk. He says he'll sign it. In the House, the vote yesterday was 427-1 in favor of releasing the files.
A mix of emotions on the House floor.
We will vote to release all the Epstein files.
We should be motivated by truth and justice for all, not politics.
Lawmakers applauded the survivors looking on from the gallery as they overwhelmingly approved the bill compelling the Justice Department to fully release the Jeffrey Epstein files.
What does this vote mean to you?
Well, this vote means so much. I mean, we have been waiting for so long for the release of these files and for the government to actually listen to us.
Jenna Lisa Jones was one of several women who shared her story on Capitol Hill.
This was me at 14 years old. I was a child.
Recounting when she was introduced to Epstein at his Palm Beach home more than two decades ago.
I was abused horrifically. Like, it was my first encounter with a man. And in that manner, and it set the tone for the rest of my life.
And then there's House Speaker Mike Johnson. He dragged his feet on this vote for almost 2 months, taking credit afterwards, though.
We stated our opposition as long as possible, but we're also for maximum transparency.
And it marks a reversal from President Trump, who tried to dissuade some GOP lawmakers from supporting the measure, including conservative ally Marjorie Taylor Greene.
He called me a traitor for standing with these women.
He ultimately agreed to sign the bill when it comes to his desk.
I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein.
Thousands of pages of documents have already been released, including email exchanges mentioning the president. There were also separate conversations between Epstein and former Democratic Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, who announced he would step back from public activities.
It was just jarring to see him in those files and to having a conversation and friendship with Jeffrey Epstein long after it was known that Epstein was a convicted sex offender. So he should have that accountability.
The bill gives the Justice Department 30 days to make the Epstein files public once it becomes law. The president recently ordered the DOJ to investigate Democrats' ties to Epstein, but some legal experts warn that could limit any potential release.
And as we were saying yesterday, that is one of the theories that skeptics are putting forth as to why we're not going to get much new information out of this. The other is that the files themselves will be heavily redacted or sanitized, in the words of Epstein's own brother. And by the way, that one no vote in the House, I know you've been wondering about that. Who, out of 528 votes in the House and Senate, voted against releasing the files? That would be Republican Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins. Didn't he used to be a sheriff down there somewhere in Louisiana? He says the files could inadvertently implicate innocent people. In his words, it abandons 250 years of criminal justice procedure in America.
You know what this is going to show? Nothing. People are going to cherry pick things. We've already seen Hakeem Jeffries being implicated and asking money from the guy. That other Democratic woman was sending texts to him. They're just going to cherry pick this stuff. And then now they want, or I want to hold on to the full context, just like they were doing to President Trump the week before. It's ridiculous.
You're assuming that we're going to see anything at all.
Yeah, and that's it. We were seeing something. There is some evidence that's coming out. But again, it's all cherry-picked. So let me tell you what happened. A lot of influential people, from politicians to actors to everyone, knew Jeffrey Epstein. He was around. He had a lot of money. When you have a lot of money and you run in those circles, you're going to meet a lot of people.
You got a lot of powerful friends.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone's hands are filthy in this situation. It's not one party that benefits. But what each party has told their base, there's something in those files that's going to bring the other party to their knees. We've got to see it.
Just don't hold your breath.
No.
All right.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.